Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Yesterday, we began the week with what will be a brief review of what we have learned thus far from one of the Bible's most famous and well-known verses. And rightfully so. Particularly when Christians encounter trouble, difficulty, persecution, sickness, sorrow, and pain, we often recall from our memories or go find a Bible and read Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. If you need the reminder of what this says, I am reading Romans 8, 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Such a precious verse. It has been so in my life, and I would think also in yours, as you continue in your discipleship of the Lord Jesus Christ in this evil world. This verse is also important because the Apostle Paul, whom wrote it, uses it to set up what follows in verses 29 and 30. And that is what interests us as we return to Romans 8 after a break that took us into the God Is archives and Genesis chapter 3. As I said last time, you can get all of the Romans 8:28 series thus far by visiting our website and clicking on the link right in the middle of the homepage marked God Saves. The series title is God Saves. There are 27 previous podcasts waiting for you. Listen online or download them straight to your phone or other mobile device. And do not forget this new feature on the God Is podcast where you can download my manuscripts and use them to read along as you listen and or to read later, to use in a Bible study, perhaps to pass along to a friend or loved one. Right below the podcast, click the link for Read Along and up pops the script so that you can read along. Upgrades to our website are that you can now find podcasts by series, and you can now access my manuscripts and read along. I hope you will take advantage of this starting today. Any questions? Email me and ask mark@godisministry.org. That's M-A-R-K @godisministry.org. For the benefit of us all, and especially those without access to the internet, or if you are just too busy to listen to the podcast in this series that precede this one, let's embark on a summary of what we have learned thus far. Let me read this verse again. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. We began at the beginning with the phrase, and we know. That conjunction and places this verse in the context of what comes before it, a chapter full of God and the action of God in the lives of every Christian person. Read Romans chapter 8 and see this for yourself. God, Father, Son, and Spirit is mentioned 74 times in this chapter. God. The title of our series is God Saves. That is why. It is definitely God who does the saving of us. And just that one little word linking verse 28 to the verses before it lends us this insight. Furthermore, we said that in the Greek language, this word know, spelled K-N-O-W, means to know with absolute certainty. Paul the Apostle is telling us that we can know with absolute certainty, that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to God's purpose. Wow. We need that today, don't we? This absolute certainty that God is handling all things in our lives and working them together for our good? We contrasted verse 26 of Romans 8 when Paul writes, "We do not know," with here in verse 28 when Paul writes, "We know." And quoting one of our favorite preachers, Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, we said that the Christian is a man who can be certain about the ultimate even when he is most uncertain about the immediate. Unquote. I will repeat these wise words. The Christian is a man who can be certain about the ultimate even when he is most uncertain about the immediate. And with the use of the word man in this context, he includes women. The Christian is a person who can be certain about the ultimate even when they are most uncertain about the immediate. That is, in the immediate, at present, I can live with uncertainty, but concerning the ultimate, concerning the future, regarding what God has finally planned, oh, I am very certain. Or combining the words of the Apostle Paul with Lloyd-Jones, I do not know about the immediate, but I do know about the ultimate. Do you have something you are really struggling with today, Christian friend? Do you have some uncertainty at present? You love God, but are you hurting? Please mark this down and take this truth to heart. Let the Bible transform your emotions at this hour. You know that God causes all things to work together for good to you because you love God. You know this with absolute certainty. Therefore, the only place for anxiety, worry, and fear is to place all those emotions in the hands of the living God and to say to Him by way of prayer, I believe you, Lord. Take this, even this, and use it for my good. I leave with you what troubles me. Take it. And God will, friend. He will. How do I know? Well, that is what Romans 8, verse 28 says right at the beginning. We know you can be certain about the ultimate, even as you struggle in the immediate. That was first, and here's the second major insight we have already picked up from Romans 8, verse 28. In the Greek language, the original language of this text, "and we know" does not come first. The phrase rendered in the English, "those who love God," does come first. Greek is much clearer than English. We can translate the Greek text as, "and we know that to the ones loving God, all things work together for good." Or, "we know now that to those loving God, all things work together for good." That is so clear. "And we know that to the ones loving God, all things work together for good." So, it is at the front of Romans 8, verse 28, that we learn for whom all things work together for good. It is only to those who love God and who are called. I want you to clearly see for whom God causes all things to work together for good. That is not everybody. God only causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him and who are called by Him. Do you love God? If not, I want to urge you to love Him. And in the Bible, God Himself points you to His Son, Jesus Christ, and commands you to invest your faith in Christ for the complete and total forgiveness of your sins. You, like me, are a sinner. We are all sinners. Except Jesus, who had no sin. He lived a perfect life here on earth and yet died, crucified on the cross for the sins of all who will trust in Him. God accepts Jesus' atonement for sin on our behalf. I could put it to you this way. Jesus died for your sins so that you do not have to die for your sins. Jesus took your place in dying for sin. A loving God requires your faith, not your effort, but your faith in Christ. And when you have saving faith in Jesus, you receive all the benefits that come with loving God. And when you love God by your faith in Jesus, you are going to learn that all things in your life, and by all, the Bible means literally everything, all things are working together for your good. But first, you must love God. Well, there is much more that needs to be said about this, so two thoughts. First, if you want to know more about loving God, about Jesus, and about this salvation that I keep talking about, please write to me. My addresses follow, but here they are now. I want to make sure you get them. By email, mark@godisministry.org. That's Mark with a K at godisministry.org. And by regular mail, God is P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. I'd love to tell you more about God and Christ and loving Him. A second thought. Be back tomorrow when I say more, by way of review, about loving God from Romans 8, verse 28. This is all review. Do not worry. We will start moving forward in this verse with fresh teaching this week. My task in these early days of the week is to get us all on the same page and to bring everyone along such that we understand what comes next. So be with us all week and invite a friend as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.